and a person who, let's say you go away, you come back and a fellow's sick, and you want to find out when this happened, what would you ask?
Oh, ask what happened to you.
When did you?
Yeah, when did that happen? When did it happen?
When did you take sick? When did you get sick?
Yeah, when did you get sick? Yeah.
If you see he has a red eye and a runny nose and he's blowing it and his ears are plugged up, you say, I see that you...
That's some science about it.
Well, let's say this is in the winter.
Oh, got a head cold.
And if his voice gets raspy, we'll say he's...
Something wrong with his throat.
And his voice is...
Hoarse.
And if he goes like that, you
say... Hacking cough. A little hacking cough.
If your children are making a lot of noise, what would you tell them?
Well, it all depends on what they was doing. If they was... just making a loud noise, you know, for the heck of it, I'd say it's quiet down there.
And if they don't do it, and you get angry, you say, all right, now don't do that again, or I won't.
Well, I never had to tell them about it once, because they knew about it.
How about your grandchildren?
Well, that's a different deal. I don't have as much authority over them.
What would you tell them?
I'd say, here, boy, cut it out. Just cut it out. You make too much racket here now.
If you don't cut it out, then I'll have to...
Well, don't tell them that you're going to have to do something unless you do it. So don't tell them you're going to spank them because you won't. I always figure with my kids that I always... study and didn't say yes or no quick because I wanted to know more about it, where they wanted to go or what they wanted to do, who knows, you see, and I would explore the situation a little bit. For when I said yes or no, that was it. I didn't have kids that stood, you know, begging, because they knew when Ed said no, that was it. And I was pretty lenient. If I thought it was anything like, anything like reasonable at all, why, I would say yes. But I hate to see a kid who wrote so many women. I would say, no. I would get a little beg for an hour or two, and they say, oh, well, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Kids smart. They learn, you know, they learn from it.
Sure, kids are smarter than that.
Yeah, that's right. But I always figured that a parent didn't want to make up his mind too quick on stuff, because he might want to change his mind, and he'd better make, do that before he says yes or no.
What would you say, what would you call a person who's lost his hearing?
Dead.
If you saw a fellow out in the field plowing, and his shirt was just dripping wet, and somebody said, how'd he get his shirt wet? You'd say...
sweat.
What do you call that sore that has a hard center in it, very sore?
Boil.
Huh? What do you call a fluid in there? What do you call a fluid in there?
Pus. It has a pore in there too. I did that for a long while. A scar here, where I had really a big one one time. And out on the farm, and you didn't blanch it. That's what it needed to be, is blanch. But I'll tell you something, whenever one of them is getting pretty well to a head, if you'll take a bottle, heat it real hot, slip it in up over there, and then let it cool off. It'll just pull that core up.
But it won't, doesn't that hurt?
No, not very much, because it does it too slow and easy.
too slow and easy.
I remember my dad doing that. I thought he was going to go right out of the house.
Yeah. Well, they're using it. They're hurting anyway, see.
Yeah. What is the area around that smooth and level?
You mean around that?
Around the boil?
Well, you've got to have one on your someplace where it's smooth and level where you can't get air contact. You've got to shut the air off. It's real low and they're swollen enough. By the level contact.
What would you call a place where a bullet went in if somebody got shot?
Yeah, I don't know. I just call that a bullet hole. Bullet hole.
With a horse, when you get shot, have you ever had trouble with a wound not healing properly? Getting that red, angry
nose? Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of that. Where a horse can get it done, they got scared. One of the horses jumped, pulled his plow out, and caught the other right in.